Bimsei ma'at, as the pasuk says, Rishivim nefesh ha'adav ha'zecha mitzrayma, he went down as 70. The Gemara Bava Basra of Kifkif Gimel Amud Beis says, what do you mean? If you count them, it was 69. And the Gemara answers, no, Yecheved was in utero as she travelled down to Mitzrayim. She was born Bein HaChaymas. She was born between the walls of Mitzrayim. Asheyalda Isa Levi Ber Mitzrayim. She was born there. She was born literally as they got there. There's a Medrash that says, no, Yaakov Avinu was the one that made it up. And there's also opinions that say that Kodesh Baruch Hu made up the number 70. And there's another one that says Serach Bas Asher made up the 70. So it's lots of different ones. The Rosh explains that sometimes when you get to one number less, you round up, and that's okay. Like we have 39 lashes, Arbaim Yakenu. Shibori Aleket says that the 70, you're talking about Yaakov and his children coming down, has deeper symbolism. It corresponds to 70 nations of the world to counteract their negative forces. And the Barbanel says each one of the Bnei Yaakov, each one of Yaakov's families, is worth and counteracts each one of the 70 nations of the world. In fact, it's based on a pasuk. Yatzav Gvilas Amim Lemispar Bnei Yisrael. Hashem sets the boundaries of the nations according to the numbers of Bnei Yisrael. 70. The Maharal therefore explains the reason why the Torah elaborates that there were 70 souls that went down to Mitzrayim is to tell us that if they wouldn't have been 70, they would have assimilated. Klal Yisrael would have been consigned to oblivion. They needed to have this magical number of 70. It's a totality of souls. It enabled us to be resilient. It enabled us to counteract the negative forces of the nations of the world. Because we're together. Because we're one family. Because we're able to maintain our distinct and unique identity. Had we been any less, we wouldn't have been able to survive. Not on a practical level, but more not on a spiritual level. Because yes, there's a kayach to the Jew and to each and every Jew. But when we stick together, we're able to withstand whatever the nations of the world throw at us. So it's not just Bimsei Ma'at that we were small in number, which we are today. It was really a question of quality, not quantity. To understand that even though we are small in number, we're still able to withstand the pressures of living in a foreign society. Because we held it together. Because we kept it together. And that's our koach ruchni. Pasuk finishes off. Va'ata samcha Hashem lekecha k'cheich ve'ashamayim l'arayv. That we grew. And we will grow. And we'll be like stars. Exactly what that symbolism of stars is, we'll have to wait until we see that tomorrow. But it's really, really incredible. But for now, to understand, it was a totality of 70 that preserved the identity of the Jewish people.